celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. For the past several years, there's been an effort to transform Martin Luther King's holiday into a day of service. It's called a day on and not a day off. Here at UK, this activity has been coordinated by the Center for Community Outreach. And joining us today to tell us more are the center's advisor, Kamla Jones, and her student, Ebony Davis. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
Hi, Tom.
Thank you.
And in the spirit of full disclosure, I will say my wife and I were volunteers last year, had a wonderful time, and we've already signed up for this year's Day of Service. So, Ebony, tell us, when did the Martin Luther King holiday get transformed into a day of service?
The Day of Service in 1994, Congress actually designated the Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday as a national day of service and charged the Corporation for National and Community Service with leading this effort.
And Cam, when did UK become involved with the Day of Service?
UK became involved with the Day of Service last year. That was our first official day of volunteering and Day of Service on the holiday or around the holiday. And so this year will be our second year.
So I was in on the ground floor.
Yes.
That's about time that happened to me. Now, this year's Day of Service will be on Saturday again, on January 18th. So it's not exactly on King Day. It's a couple days before.
Yes. And we did that because we know that the city of Lexington also does a lot of activities on the actual day. And we didn't want students to feel obligated. And we also wanted to make sure that our students felt a part of something and could personally attach to something rather than a bigger effort, which is what the city does. So yes, our day of service will be on the Saturday before the 18th.
And what kind of jobs will volunteers be doing on the 18th?
Okay, and so for the 18th, we'll have different little volunteer that you can do. There's Hope Lodge. There is East 7th Street. We'll have a few of those to deals with kids or deals with the elderly, or also deals with cleaning and helping people who need some help around the area.
I saw there were things like packing books for the International Book Project.
Yes, that too.
Yes, there will be packing or reorganizing books with the International Book Project, or what the Community Action Council calls Back a Vet, and students and staff will be packing backpacks that full of toiletries that will be given out to vets who are struggling. And also, like Ebony said, working with children at different community centers and also some cleaning in some places.
How many volunteers do you guess are going to participate this year?
We are shooting for around 150.
Now, 150 people can accomplish quite a bit in 5-6 hours.
Yes.
So it should be a very busy day.
Yes,
and one that benefits the community quite a bit. Do you have to be a student to volunteer?
No, you do not have to be a student to volunteer. We would love for anyone who would like to be a part of the day and be a part of giving honor to Dr. King to come and volunteer with us.
So it is a true community effort, a campus, a town and gown activity.
Yes.
And how can our listeners become involved? Do they contact you?
You all can contact me if you want to. You can email me at kamla.jones, that's kamla.jones. J-O-N-E-S at uky.edu, or we would prefer that you register and sign up through our volunteer match site, and the site for that is uky.volunteermatch.org, and just type in your search engine Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service and it'll come right up.
And we can also post that link on our website.
That'll be awesome. Great.
Well, thank you. Our guests have been Cam Jones and Ebony Davis with UK's Center for Community Outreach. More information about the King Day of Service and our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.